Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update Podcast, your daily source for live updates on the Bitcoin market. Join us as we delve into current Bitcoin technical analysis, track Bitcoin BTC prices, explore market capitalization trends, and analyze market supply. Stay ahead of the curve with our comprehensive coverage of the ever-evolving world of Bitcoin. In today's episode, we'll cover Coinbase's argument against the SEC crackdown, the expansion of DeFi startup Ondo, the compatibility of Safe's smart wallet, the SEC's lawsuit against Celsius Network, Telegram's enablement of payments, Tachyon X's support for crypto founders, XRP's surge after a court ruling, the charges against the former Celsius CEO, the signing of a CryptoPunk DJ with WME, Musk's accusation of harassment, the rise of altcoins after the XRP ruling, Circle CEO's warning on USD, Ethereum's reaching of $2,000, Ripple's design for banks, the resumption of XRP trading by Coinbase, the approval of a strike by actors, the increasing embrace of NFTs by game publishers, lawsuits against Celsius Network, the ability of miners to manipulate transactions with MEV, Ripple's partial win boosting the crypto market, the shutdown of multichain after the CEO's arrest, the bail set for the former Celsius CEO, the relisting of XRP by exchanges, the value of CryptoPunks as NFTs, the announcement of a new NFT for the Flash movie, Ripple's victory against SEC, and Bitcoin's new high, along with the comparison of dollar cost averaging for Bitcoin, SPY, and GLD. Hey there! Today we've got some interesting news from the world of cryptocurrency. Let's jump right in. First up, Coinbase, one of the leading cryptocurrency exchanges, is in a legal battle with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Coinbase argues that the SEC should have sought congressional support before cracking down on the crypto industry. They believe that the SEC's actions have been too broad and sweeping, and that it's important to have a clear regulatory framework. Moving on, a decentralized finance, DeFi startup called Ondo, is expanding its market reach. They were the first company to tokenize U.S. treasuries, and now they want to go beyond the Ethereum mainnet. They're taking their yield-earning stablecoin alternative to Polygon, a popular blockchain network. By expanding to different networks, Ondo aims to reach a wider audience and provide more options for their users. Now let's talk about Safe. They have added smart wallet compatibility as part of their push towards account abstraction. Safe is a company focused on making crypto wallets more secure and user-friendly. The addition of smart wallet compatibility is seen as the first step towards implementing account abstraction, a concept that aims to simplify the user experience and enhance privacy. In some legal news, the SEC has filed a lawsuit against the crypto lending platform Celsius Network and its CEO, Alex Mashinsky. They are being charged with fraud and offering unregistered securities. The SEC alleges that Celsius Network and Mashinsky engaged in illegal activities, and they are seeking legal action to hold them accountable. In a positive development for the crypto community, Telegram, the popular messaging platform, now allows users to pay merchants in Bitcoin. This is made possible through a third-party chatbot powered by the Tun blockchain. Users can make instant payments in Bitcoin, USDT, and Tun directly within Telegram, providing a convenient and seamless user experience. Next, let's talk about Tachyon X, a fund provided by Consensus Mesh. They are offering upfront funding of $150,000 to blockchain startups, along with mentorship from industry experts. This initiative aims to support the growth and development of the blockchain ecosystem by cutting through unnecessary red tape and providing valuable resources to promising projects. In the world of cryptocurrencies, XRP has experienced a surge in value following a ruling in the ongoing SEC case against Ripple, the company behind XRP. The court ruled that sales of XRP were not securities, except to institutions. This ruling has sparked positive reactions from traders and has raised questions about the classification of cryptocurrencies as securities. Unfortunately, former Celsius CEO Alex Mashinsky is facing more troubles. He has been hit with 7 criminal charges related to his involvement with the bankrupt crypto lender. These charges are serious and could have significant consequences for Mashinsky. It's a tough situation for him and the entire Celsius network. On a lighter note, a CryptoPunk DJ named Seedphrase has signed with WME, one of the biggest talent agencies in the world. Seedphrase is also planning to release music and launch a new community project. It's exciting to see artists exploring the world of NFTs and using their creativity to engage with the crypto community. In a legal battle related to Dogecoin, Elon Musk, the billionaire CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, is facing accusations of unlawful harassment. The attorney representing Dogecoin investors claims that Musk's legal team is using substantial resources to fund tactics aimed at intimidating their clients. It's a contentious situation that highlights the growing influence of cryptocurrencies and the conflicts that can arise. In other news, the recent ruling in the XRP case has had a positive impact on the broader cryptocurrency market. Tokens that were previously deemed securities by the SEC are now seeing significant gains. This ruling has brought some clarity to the regulatory landscape, providing more optimism for cryptocurrencies as a whole. Jeremy Allaire, the CEO of Circle, a leading digital payment company, has warned that the dominance of the US dollar is under threat. He believes that other nations are outpacing the US in terms of financial innovation, posing a challenge to the dollar's position as the global reserve currency. Allaire's warning highlights the need for the US to stay ahead in the rapidly evolving world of digital currencies. In Ethereum news, the cryptocurrency has reached the $2,000 mark for the first time since May. This milestone comes after the federal judge's ruling on the XRP case, which provided positive momentum for the crypto market. Ethereum's resurgence is a positive sign for investors and the overall market sentiment. Let's take a moment to discuss what Ripple is all about. Ripple's XRP is a cryptocurrency designed to facilitate faster and cheaper money transfers, particularly for banks. Ripple has been a driving force behind XRP's development and adoption. It's an interesting project that aims to revolutionize traditional financial systems. Coinbase, after May's ruling by Judge Annalisa Torres, is set to restart XRP trading. The judge clarified that her ruling did not address secondary sales of XRP. However, it's important to note that the case is still ongoing, and there are more legal matters to be resolved. It's a step forward for XRP, but the final outcome is yet to be determined. In the entertainment industry, the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, is planning to strike. This move is in solidarity with striking writers who are demanding better compensation and addressing concerns related to artificial intelligence, AI. The entertainment industry is grappling with the impact of AI and its implications for creators' rights. Speaking of AI, Mythical Games CEO John Linden predicts that more game publishers will embrace non-fungible tokens, NFTs, in the near future. With EA Sports and Fortnite creator Epic Games already exploring NFT platforms, Linden expects other major game publishers to follow suit. The industry is moving towards adopting blockchain technology, and this shift could lead to exciting developments for gamers and creators. Lastly, the collapsed crypto lender Celsius Network and its former executives are facing multiple lawsuits from various government agencies. The Department of Justice, DOJ, SEC, Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CTFC, have filed lawsuits against Celsius Network. These legal actions highlight the importance of regulatory compliance in the crypto industry. That's it for today's wrap-up of the latest crypto news. Stay tuned for more updates as the industry continues to evolve and grow. Today, let's dive into a few interesting news stories and updates from the cryptocurrency world. We'll be discussing topics like maximal extractable value, MEV, the recent ruling on the SEC versus Ripple Labs case, the impact of Ripple's partial win on the crypto market, and much more. MEV, or maximal extractable value, is a concept based on the idea that miners and other participants in the blockchain validation process can manipulate and reorder transactions for their personal gain. Essentially, MEV refers to the potential profits that can be extracted from reordering or censoring transactions on the blockchain. It has become a topic of concern within the crypto community as it raises questions about fairness and decentralization. Miners and validators being able to prioritize or manipulate transactions can have significant implications for the security and stability of the blockchain network. Speaking of Ripple, there has been some optimism at Coinbase following Judge Torres's partial ruling on the SEC versus Ripple Labs case. This ruling has added a new dimension to the SEC's lawsuit against Coinbase, and it's important to watch how this case unfolds. Ripple's partial win against the SEC has had a ripple effect on the entire crypto market, with positive gains spreading across the board. This uplift in spirits is a welcomed change, especially considering the volatility we've seen in the past year. In another interesting turn of events, Multichain, a blockchain project, had to shutter its operations after Chinese police took the CEO's sister into custody and impounded operational funds. This highlights the challenges and risks faced by companies operating in the crypto space, especially in countries with strict regulations and uncertain legal frameworks. Moving on to the world of NFTs, CryptoPunks have become one of the most desirable and expensive crypto collectibles. These are some of the oldest NFTs, and many collectors are eager to get their hands on them. If you're interested in buying your own CryptoPunk, there are platforms where you can find them, but be ready to spend a significant amount of money. Talking about NFTs, DC Comics superhero movie The Flash will be released as an NFT on July 18th, the same day it hits traditional digital platforms. This is an interesting development that showcases the growing adoption of NFTs in the entertainment industry. In regulatory news, there have been ongoing debates and discussions about the SEC's actions against Ripple and other cryptocurrencies. It's important to follow these developments closely, as they can have a significant impact on the overall regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies. We've also seen some interesting news from prominent cryptocurrency exchanges. Kraken and Crypto.com have joined Coinbase in relisting XRP following the court ruling on the SEC case. While the judge's decision didn't specifically address secondary sales, these exchanges are showing greater confidence in trading XRP after the recent developments. Now let's take a step back and talk about the recent rally in the cryptocurrency market. With Ripple's victory and the positive sentiment that followed, various cryptocurrencies experienced significant gains. XRP, SOL, ADA, and XLM have all soared by double digits, contributing to an overall increase of $70 billion in the crypto market. It's an exciting time for crypto enthusiasts and investors. Wrapping up with some noteworthy updates, former Celsius CEO Alex Mashinsky has been released on a $40 million bond after being arrested and facing fraud accusations. This case has attracted significant attention, and it's important to follow the legal proceedings and see how they unfold. Additionally, the Ethereum network has been seeing increased activity, with data showing that it is almost twice as busy as the Bitcoin network. This highlights the growing popularity and usage of Ethereum as a platform for decentralized applications and smart contracts. And that's it for today's news roundup. We covered a range of topics from MEV and legal battles to NFTs and market rallies. As always, the cryptocurrency space is full of exciting developments, so stay tuned for more updates. Thanks for listening, and until next time. So, there's been quite a bit of news in the world of Bitcoin and other assets lately. Let's dive into some of the latest updates and reactions from people in the industry. First off, let's talk about dollar cost averaging. Dylan LeClaire shared some interesting stats on the performance of Bitcoin, gold, and stocks, starting from the day of the Bitcoin all-time high. According to his tweet, Bitcoin has seen a rise of 16%, while the SPY, which represents the S&P 500 index, has seen a 9% increase. Gold, on the other hand, has only gone up by 7%. It seems like Bitcoin has been leading the pack in terms of growth, even with its notorious volatility. But before we get too excited about Bitcoin, some concerning news broke recently. The CEO of Celsius, Alex Mashinsky, was arrested and charged with fraud. This came as quite a shock to the industry, as Celsius is a well-known and widely used platform for earning interest on cryptocurrency holdings. This news serves as a reminder that even in the world of cryptocurrencies, there are still instances of fraud and wrongdoing. Speaking of currencies, the US dollar hit a two-month low on Tuesday. This news might make some people reconsider their investment strategies. Many Bitcoin enthusiasts prefer to hold Bitcoin both in the short term and the long term, believing that it will continue to outperform traditional currencies. In regulatory news, the SEC has officially acknowledged Bitwise's spot Bitcoin ETF application. This is a significant step forward for the potential approval of a Bitcoin ETF, which many believe will bring even more institutional adoption into the space. And in Europe, the first Bitcoin ETF is ready to launch, offering European investors another option for gaining exposure to Bitcoin. Let's hear from Jack Mallers, a well-known figure in the Bitcoin community. Mallers shared his thoughts on Bitcoin's performance, stating that if you take a step back and look at its performance, all it has done is gone up and to the right. It's hard to argue with that sentiment, considering Bitcoin's strong track record of growth over the years. In other news, Fidelity, a major financial institution, filed a second amendment to their spot Bitcoin ETF application. It seems that more and more companies are looking to get into the Bitcoin ETF game, which could have significant implications for the future of the cryptocurrency market. Turning to politics, a pro-Bitcoin U.S. candidate, RFK Jr., beat Biden in a favorability poll among Democrats. This indicates that there is growing support for Bitcoin within the political landscape, which could shape future policies and regulations. Now let's talk about some interesting facts and developments in the Bitcoin space. According to a tweet from Joe Burnett, the amount of Bitcoin held by Coinbase has decreased significantly over time. In March 2020, Coinbase held over 1 million BTC, but that number has now dropped to 439,000 BTC. This suggests that exchanges are seeing a decrease in the amount of Bitcoin they hold, which could indicate increased demand and a potential scarcity of Bitcoin. In El Salvador, we're seeing people using Bitcoin to pay for McDonald's. This demonstrates the practical use of Bitcoin as a means of payment, even for everyday goods and services. And it seems like corporations are also getting in on the action, with more and more of them accumulating Bitcoin. This trend further highlights the growing acceptance and adoption of Bitcoin as a legitimate asset. Alan B. Watts raised an interesting question in his tweet. How many times must Bitcoiners be proven right before the masses realize the truth? It's a thought-provoking statement that reflects the continuous success and growth of Bitcoin, despite skepticism and criticism from some quarters. But amidst all the positive news, we shouldn't forget about the environmental impact of Bitcoin mining. In Georgia, a Bitcoin mining farm operates using only solar energy. This showcases the potential for sustainable mining and addresses some of the concerns surrounding the carbon footprint of cryptocurrency. One thing to keep in mind is that there might be less available Bitcoin than most people realize. With increasing demand and decreasing supply, the price action of Bitcoin could reflect this scarcity in the near future. Moving on to some notable endorsements, Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, expects Bitcoin to transcend every international currency due to worldwide demand. This is a significant statement coming from someone in a powerful position within the traditional financial industry. And in Argentina, which is experiencing a high annual inflation rate, the country launched its first Bitcoin futures contract. This development shows how Bitcoin can provide an alternative for individuals and institutions in economically unstable regions. These recent updates and reactions from industry insiders and enthusiasts provide a glimpse into the exciting and ever-evolving world of Bitcoin. It's clear that Bitcoin continues to make waves, proving its resilience and potential as a transformative financial asset. As always, it's essential to stay informed and be aware of the risks and opportunities that come with this rapidly changing landscape. And that concludes our quick overview of the latest news and reactions in the world of Bitcoin. Stay tuned for more updates as the Bitcoin journey continues. In today's episode, we covered a range of topics, including Coinbase's argument against SEC, the expansion of DeFi startup Ondo, the surge in XRP after a court ruling, the rise of altcoins, and the ongoing lawsuits against Celsius Network. Not your private keys, not your Bitcoin. Practice good OPSEC. Even crypto wallet extensions, password managers, and 2FA extensions are vulnerable. Please support us on Fountain.com, Nostr Build, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Pandora, Samsung Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, and many more by adding a like, share, or subscribe for the Bitcoin Street Journal. Thanks for listening and your support. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.